Let's cross now to Andy Brennan, who's the captain of the New York Magpies. Ed, I wonder who he barracks for. G'day, Andy.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Going all right, mate. Who do you barrack for?
Unfortunately, the Western Bulldogs. And I was there on Saturday night, and it wasn't pretty.
What, are you in town, or are you still in the States?
I'm over in Melbourne for a couple of weeks, so just get a bit of a footy fix for the year.
Good time to be doing that. Tell me about the New York Magpies year.
Yeah, we've been around for about 10 years, and I've been playing for them for 2 years with a local team in the States, in New York, and we've got about 50 or 60 active members, including a girls' team. So we're going over to Louisville, Kentucky in a few weeks for the national tournament, but we're shaping up well for it, just like the Pies over here.
Andy, hey, it's Ed Wyatt. One of the biggest problems, obviously, as you would know, with spreading the gospel of the AFL in the States is the fact that you just need a big field to play on, and there just aren't that many in a lot of American cities. Where do you guys find a place to play in New York City?
It's a bit of a struggle. Our training field is actually half a soccer field over in Long Island City, which is just next to Manhattan. And our games are played up in Yonkers, which is sort of a suburb of New York State.
Yep.
But it's a massive struggle to find a ground. All we need is an Australian billionaire such as Rupert Murdoch to sponsor us, and we might have some space.
Yeah, that is the biggest problem. I always say that people, when people come over here and watch the game for the first time, I think you're used to it. Australians are used to it. But it is such an enormous field because it's essentially for cricket. I mean, it's massive compared to what American sports are. So that is a massive problem, without a doubt.
Especially in New York, where it's the most expensive real estate in the world. Yeah, we struggle to get any space whatsoever.
Yeah. What percentage of the team of the teams in the competition, Andy, are expats?
We've got about 50-50. So the games themselves, we need half Americans and half Australians playing. So, we have about 50-50. It's a good mix. Some of the Americans have been playing for a while and they've sort of picked it up really well. And some of the others are in the learning phase. So they do struggle a little bit, but we try and teach them the game.
Hey, Andy, I actually had a chance to see a couple of games when I was in California, and the one thing I did notice was maybe it's the American football roots that the people have, but there were some incredibly dangerous sort of tackles that guys were making. Is that something you have to educate them in?
That's certainly the thing they love most. They come and watch a game, and they love the tackling. We've got one guy on our team called Toby who strikes fear into the opposition. He just absolutely smashes. He's a former linebacker, and he just absolutely smashes players.
Well, we might stay away from Toby if we ever take
it's
on Toby.
It's a little different over there, Harf. You'd be surprised at the way it is.
I'm just staying away from Toby. Andy, what does the club do? What do the boys do on Grand Final Day? Do they get together and have a match or watch the game? What happens?
Yeah, over there it starts about 12 midnight on Friday, so it's not an ideal time, but we have a massive party. This year we've got... it's being held at Galway Hooker, which is on 36th Street in Manhattan. And we'll probably get 500 or 600 people along to watch the game, full of expats and Americans who like their footy.
That's a great crowd.
That is a great crowd.
It's a great crowd, yeah. So if anyone's heading over, they can get their tickets at newyorkfooty.com. It's a great event. It's a great way for us to introduce the sport to Americans as well.
Is that, Andy, is that New York footy spelled out in New York, N-E-W-Y-O-R-K?
Sorry, it's nyfooty.com.
Okay, nyfooty.com.
Right, check it out. New York Magpies, and you'll go through the website.
New York Magpies. Why the Magpies, Andy?
No idea. It's a struggle for me. I hate Collingwood. Absolutely, my mum barracks for them, and I can't stand them. And to pull on the black and white each week is a big struggle for me.
At least you're in the game and you're having a crack, even though you live in the States. Great to have you on the show, mate, and look forward to catching up maybe this time next year. Check in, see how the Magpies are going.
Thanks, guys.